Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Doba, Product Sourcing Simplified. When it comes to attracting buyers to your listings, photographs are a key factor. Here now with her tips for better photography is Cindy Shebley. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Clover City, all one word. Cindy, what's your number one tip for better photography?
I wanted to start this segment by talking about a gender study that happened earlier this year. Well, it's been happening, but they came out with the science of it earlier this year, in that on eBay, they can actually, buyers can actually identify male versus female buyers 56% of the time, which got me to thinking that they probably can identify older people versus younger people, and particularly millennials can identify as old geezers, sellers. And that's what I wanted to talk about today, is like, how can we upgrade our photos and make them a little bit snazzier and maybe catch the eyes of the millennials? So my number one tip is look at your photos and brighten them up a bit, overexpose them. In terms of your camera, look for a dial that will allow you to overexpose your images a little bit. Like, you get whiter white. So, and that would be, overexposing a plus one half or one stop.
Okay. So, and where do we do that on our phone?
On your phone, you'll have to look in your settings.
Okay.
It depends on whether you've got an iPhone or a Droid. But if you can't figure that out, well, use the eBay application while you're uploading your photos. There's mm-hmm. actually a dial there. You know, when you upload your photos, there's a little button that you can brighten up your photos a little bit. So, you know, if you can't figure it out on your phone, not all is lost. You can, you know, brighten them up a little bit by using the eBay software.
So let's go back to the gender report for a minute.
The gender report.
So other than the name.
Sounds provocative.
The name, right? I mean, Ethel, for instance. Nobody names their kids Ethel anymore.
They should.
Right.
So my mother's name was Ethel. That usually tells you it's a really old person. Is that what you're talking about?
That's right. Well, the gender report actually had nothing to do with age. So let's get that. That was just my conclusion when I was read it. But the gender report was actually about women making less money on eBay than men did. And what a surprise, they actually do. Women do make less money based on biases of buyers. And I'm thinking that bias is also, age bias too. So a millennial looking at a photo from an old person, you know, you don't want to buy from your grandma. You want to buy that cool, hip stuff.
Okay. So we talked about that report that came out a while back.
Yeah.
We talked about it a lot on this show, as a matter of fact, and came to the conclusion that you can hide your gender if you want to on eBay. You can. By the name you choose, your user ID, what you say, and you could hide it.
Right. And you could also hide your age by, you know, upping your game with your photos as well. So that's my new goal in life, is to make my photos look a little bit hipper and younger. So I've been looking at sites, to improve my photos or make them look a little bit more, millennial friendly.
So what's your next tip for that?
One thing that I've noticed a lot is white backgrounds, but also younger people tend to go for something kind of old-fashioned, if you ask me, ecology and more natural things. So natural wood in your backgrounds. And one of the things I've done is just taken an old piece of wood and kind of whitewashed it so that I have that kind of whitewashed, clean look for some of my images, you know, just, you know, the background. You always have to show some background when you're taking a picture or something.
And you're
another.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Another tip I have is we tend to, you know, on eBay, we just want to show the facts, and that's good. You know, straight on hero shots, and that's been the way we've done it. But so many of the younger folks are gravitating towards these aerial shots. So think of, instead of just hitting it, you know, side on, maybe some of your images would look better shooting from the top down.
Okay.
That's a good one. I like that.
And what's your next? What's your next tip?
Well, you know, kind of expanding on that idea is like shirts, and you know, I know Griff, you sell shirts, and I think you probably started doing this as well. I've noticed that, you know, I used to say, put them on a mannequin so you can see the form. Well, a lot of the trendier images now are shot top down, the shirt folded up with just one sleeve showing, you know, so it's sort of folded over so you see the sleeve.
Oh, yeah.
The cuff end. And that's a more trendy shot. And, you know, again, millennials are in a big hurry, so they just want to see, you know, the image quickly, everything they need to know. And that would be one way to, you know, one way that photographers could show that.
These are great tips. I'm sorry, I was writing some of these down. What's your next tip?
What's your next one?
The next one is a little bit hard to define. But so I guess my tip is like to look at Instagram and, you know, some of these more visual sites. And what I've noticed is that there's a lot of filtering going on. Back to that, you know, don't, you know, keep your images light. I've noticed that filters are one of the big things right now is blacks aren't black. So there's a filter that makes things kind of grayish. Mm-hmm. What other filters can we use without, you know, completely distorting the image that the item we're trying to sell? But, you know, can we use some of these new hip filters to make our first image a little bit more sparkle or trendy or more hip to millennials to capture their eyes, you know, looking what they're looking at from Instagram?
How old are millennials? What's the age?
Oh, Griff? Gosh.
You know?
That's...
I think three, four, 12.
I'm thinking over 20, you know, younger than 40 in that area.
Okay.
When I think millennials, I don't know if that's the correct thought or not.
Okay.
But yeah, they're younger than us.
Yeah, definitely younger than us.
And we want to look a little bit, you know, we want to be conscious that, you know, they're buying different stuff and they're wanting to buy hip stuff like we did when we were young. And we want to buy it from hip sellers. So how can we make our stuff look more hipster?
So I just looked up millennial. A person reaching young adulthood around the year 2000.
Right. Thus a millennial.
Thus a millennial. So they would reach young adulthood, let's say 21 maybe.
Yeah.
In 2000. So that's a pretty young person. Okay.
Yeah, for us, that seems pretty darn young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're out with the cash in hand, and they're the ones using the cell phone. Well, we're all using cell phones, but they're the ones who are buying for the future. You know, they're looking at their homes, they're decorating their houses, they're, you know, buying clothes, and you know, when the rest of us are sort of, you know, us being people my age, the 60 crowd and older, we're thinking about downsizing and, you know, letting some of this stuff go.
Want to give us one last tip for today, Cindy?
You know, my tip would be, I know that it's hard with everything else, you know, that we have to do selling on eBay. But, you know, look at some of these sites that younger people are using, especially the visual sites like Instagram and Pinterest. And a big tip is to investigate that photo editing software that has been rolled out on eBay recently with the new Sell Your Item form. I was talking with CJ yesterday, and she's going through and, you know, revamping photos that she's had for listings that, you know, weren't stellar photos. She's able to sharpen them and to add clarity and, you know, really brighten up older images that weren't stellar. So, you know, that would be my last tip, is investigate that new tool that eBay is providing us.
So, Cindy, how are you doing with your business?
My business is great. I had a lot of things happen in this last year, and it's a blessing to have eBay and to be able to work when I have the time to work, and you know, still have a business. And
well, anytime you want to come back, just do guest at voicemarketing.com. We love to have you on, and we've missed you.
Thanks, Cindy. Always a pleasure. This segment was sponsored by DOBA Product Sourcing Simplified. Call us now, 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Listing. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at CrazyLister.com.
I hear you've added some drop-shipped items to your eBay inventory. How's that working for you?
I drop-ship with DOBA. They make it easy.
How did you figure out what to sell? And how do you know if a supplier is going to ship quickly and be reliable? It all seems kind of scary to me.
It was for me, too, until I found DOBA. They don't just offer you access to an online catalog of over 1 million products. DOBA also keeps a scorecard for every one of their suppliers. It tells me how quickly they ship, their fulfillment rate, even how likely they are to be out of stock.
That doesn't sound so scary.
And DOBA doesn't stop there. Their in-house support team helped me decide what products are trending or selling. They send me updates on shipped items and communicate with my supplier, so I don't have to.
Maybe I should try DOBA for my business on eBay.
Why not? You can try it risk-free for 7 days. Just go to DOBA.com/eBay Radio.
DOBA.com/eBay Radio. Thanks. I'm on my way.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Listen while you list.